This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. The poll process has begun with political parties holding rallies after the announcement of the poll schedule by the Election Commission. The Model Code of Conduct has also come into effect, with the EC issuing elaborate guidelines for electioneering. Addressing the first NDA election rally in Palnadu district of Andhra Pradesh today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the NDA coalition moves forward with both regional aspirations and national progress in mind. He said the aim of the NDA is to build a developed Andhra Pradesh for a developed India. Mr. Modi said that with a double-engine government of the NDA and Andhra Pradesh, development here will receive even more momentum. The Prime Minister said that the government is paying attention to the small needs of the farmers. He said under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, farmers in the region have been given over 700 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also emphasized that during his government's tenure, numerous leading educational institutes have been inaugurated or foundation stones laid. He further urged citizens to elect the double-engine government for a Vikasit Bharat. The PM criticized the Congress for disrespecting Andhra Pradesh's pride and emphasized his government's commitment to honoring it. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. Addressing a gathering in Tejpal Hall in South Mumbai, Mr. Gandhi said, while the Congress emphasizes on decentralization of power, the ruling party's ideology is that the country should run centrally. He took out the Nyay Sankalp Padyatra from the Mani Bhavan, Mahatma Gandhi's home in Mumbai, to the August Kranti Maidan. The Election Commission today uploaded the data received in the digitized form from the Registry of the Supreme Court on electoral bonds on its website. The data can be accessed at the Commission's website. The EC said in a statement that political parties had filed data on the electoral bonds in a sealed cover as directed by the Supreme Court. The data received from political parties was deposited in the Supreme Court without opening the sealed covers. In pursuance of the Apex Court's order on the 15th of March this year, the Registry of the Supreme Court had returned the physical copies along with a digitized record of the same in a pen drive in a sealed cover. The Election Commission has changed the date for counting of votes for the Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly polls to the 2nd of June instead of the 4th of June. In a statement it said, there will be no change in the schedule for parliamentary constituencies in the two states. The 32-member Sikkim Assembly and 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Assembly will go to polls in a single phase, along with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 19th of April. The election for a 175-member Andhra Pradesh Assembly will be conducted in a single phase on the 13th of May, and for 147-member Odisha Assembly will be held in four phases on the 13th, 20th and the 25th of May and the 1st of June, along with the Lok Sabha polls. The Election Commission had yesterday announced the poll schedule for Assembly elections in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh, along with the general elections. The Chhattisgarh Economic Offences Wing has lodged an FIR naming 19 individuals, including former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, unnamed bureaucrats and police officers, and others in connection with the Mahadev Book online betting scam. The Enforcement Directorate ED has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the national capital tomorrow and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under the PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. And in the finals of the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a victory target of 114 runs for Royal Challengers Bangalore in New Delhi. Deciding to bat first, DCE were all out for 113 runs in 18.3 overs. For DC, Shefali Varma top scored with 44 runs. For RCB, Shreyanka Patil picked up 4 wickets, Sophie Molyneux 3 and Sobana Asha took 2 wickets. Chasing the target, RCB was 60 for 1 after 11.5 overs when reports last came in. Delhi Capitals is led by Meg Lanning while Smriti Mandhana is leading the RCB. And that's the end of this news bulletin.